I'm Mike Malevsky, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing Phil Stoddard, who's on the Democratic primary ballot for governor on August 19th. Phil is calling in. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you.
I'm going to just talk a little bit about the kinds of things that we have here in terms of background and how we're going to go about and do what we're doing. We've been working on a general theme, which we've applied to many candidates, and that is, how well do you work with others? Or rather, how do you work with others? And the background to that question is that both nationally and here in Alaska, there seems to have developed a more than usual political polarization. That's resulted in gridlock and decisions made by use of power that isn't always backed by a majority of citizens. So we have a set of four questions, and the first one is, how do you view the present state of government? And the second part to that, how do you work with others of different perspectives, both within and without your own party?
Well, we've had polarization that's been going on through several administrations on a national level. The Bush Jr. administration really escalated it, and then Obama came along and he's been pushing the envelope farther. And we're talking basically abuse of power, using the executive order above and beyond what the citizens are interested in and what the law states. So this has set this atmosphere that we're having with Washington and even in Alaska, polarization in the political system. And it's caused a divide in the parties. The Republican Party, the GOP, they basically have two groups. And the Democrats also have two groups now that Obama's in office. It's a problem. Conservatives against liberals. The liberals have just pushed the envelope too far, and the conservatives are fighting for their rights. And I work with both parties. I don't have a problem. I come from the Jeffersonian philosophy. He was the founding member of the Democratic Party. And on the other side, you have Lincoln as the father of the Republican Party. They also had polarization. They argued year after year as they were forming our government. So it's not a new concept. But you have to have political leaders like myself that are willing to work with both groups. And I don't have a problem with that. I'm personal friends with Republicans and Democrats, have been my entire life, and will continue to do so.
Okay. Well, maybe that's a place where we'll segue into our second question, which is focused more on Alaska. In Alaska, in particular, there's been considerable a look at balancing resource development of extractive industries with environmental concerns. What are your guiding principles when weighing in on this specific topic?
Well, it's really difficult to discuss it when we frame it around archaic principles, okay? You have to think outside of the box. You have to get beyond the fact that what has been normal, like in Alaska's situation, oil, natural gas, coal, those are all ancient science. That's history. That science has been ancient for a long, long time, but they're in power. So they want to stay in power as long as possible. So they spend their revenue to perpetuate our way of thinking in the public arena. And so until we get beyond the fact that's normal, because it isn't. The oil industry, the natural gas industry, the coal industry is ancient science. We're well beyond that. We all know about electronics. Electronics has bloomed. The science has taken off. And on a daily basis, they move by leaps and bounds, advancing the science. Well, the same thing has happened in the energy field. It's just that the oil industry and coal industry and natural gas industry is so powerful that they maintain our state of thinking that we have to have that. We don't have to have any of those old forms of energy. Way beyond that, science is. And that's what Alaska needs to do, is to get their head out of the box and look at current science. We can have the lowest power grid in America. Alaska is perfectly set up for it, and there's no reason why we shouldn't do it. If we create the lowest cost power grid in America, we can bring manufacturing to Alaska and bring good paying jobs to Alaskans. And that's the direction we need to go in. Forget about the oil and gas. Let them do whatever it is they want to do as far as their situation, and let's move Alaska beyond that and move into modern technology and create the lowest power grid in the history of America.
Okay. Third question. Edward J. Snowden's actions have led to a widespread discussion, continuing one, about another balance between privacy and security. And one aspect of that, the often overlooked aspect of the Snowden affair, is the role of media in reporting about or deferring to government activities. What are your guiding principles when weighing in on this topic, that topic of the role of media in reporting about or deferring to government activities?
Well, I'm involved in the media, so I'm a little biased, it's the media's constitutional right and duty to do so. It's extremely important, especially in these times when we have polarized government and presidents exceeding their executive power. The media is extremely important. I'm really sad as I see the newspaper industry slowly disappear. It's something that I've always had a heart for, and I only myself, when I do spend money this year on the primary, I'm not spending any money at all on the primary. I'm the first candidate to run for office and hopefully win office without spending any money. But when I do, I advertise in the newspaper industry and the radio industry. Those are the two industries that I get the biggest bang for my buck.
Okay.
And I leave TV out.
Okay. And talk a little bit more about the role of investigative reporting.
It's extremely important. The Internet's changed the ball game a bit. Everybody thinks that they're the news media, and they're not. And that's the problem when we start losing our major industries, like the newspaper industry. There's codes of ethics that the industry has always followed, and so that we know that we're getting as truthful of information as possible. And that's disappearing with the Internet.
Okay. Fourth question. The Supreme Court has recently taken stands that seem to put corporations above individuals. In Alaska, that may be one aspect that's the root of the discussion of the role of oil companies in our owner state. And you earlier mentioned perhaps extension into modern corporations and new developments. How would you deal with, how do you view corporations in general in terms of their role?
Well, I've been really saddened over the years as the federal government and the state of Alaska has allowed monopolies to continue. In Alaska's case, it's like ARCO-BP merger was incorrect. That should have been stopped. ARCO was a fine American oil company. They were the most progressive, environmentally sound oil company in American history. They were extremely environmentally conscious, and they were forced into a merger with BP, and BP has the world's worst environmental track record, always has had since way back in the 50s. In the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, BP has the worst environmental record, and they sucked up America's best and dismantled it. And so, these mergers have not been controlled by the government. Wally Hickel and Jay Hammond, that was one of the few issues that they actually agreed on, was that that merger shouldn't have taken place. When you end up with a huge monster, the only thing you can do is create another monster to destroy the monster, and then you end up with another monster. So it's a real catch-22 situation. But the way to handle it is to forget about that archaic industry and move forward to modern technology.
Okay. Well, we've been talking with Phil Studdard, running on the Democratic ticket for governor, and he will be on the ballot on August 19th. Phil, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing your views on these questions.
Yes, and we also don't want to forget that we need to strengthen our national defenses in Alaska. We need to bring the United States Navy back to Alaska. They left Alaska after World War II and never came back. We need to bring the United States Navy back and put naval ports along our coastline like we used to have in World War II.
Okay, well, thank you.
Mat-Su Valley would be perfect location for our Northern Pacific Command for the United States Navy. Point McKenzie would make a great naval base.
Okay, well, thank you for that additional comment. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Studdard.